have the privilege to come back this evening.
Tumejaliwa tena kuja jioni ya leo.
And we will not be too long this evening.
Hatutachukua muda mrefu sana jioni ya leo.
We are mindful of the time.
Tunajali wakati.
And we are certainly desiring that the Lord would just lift us up.
Na tunashauku kwamba Mungu atatuinua tu
into the place where we could concentrate.
Atuingize mahali ambapo tunaweza kuwa na mkazo na makini.
Because the nature of things of which we are speaking is things that you really have to concentrate. But it's things that will help us into a deeper life. A closer walk with the Lord Jesus. When we think of what is promised and how God is bringing this to pass, it takes the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer to lift us up here. These things is not for the natural church. These things are for the spirit-filled believers.
Haya mambo ni mambo ya Wakristo waamini waliojazwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are talking about perfect faith.
Tuzungumzia mambo kuhusu imani kamilifu.
We are talking about changing dimensions.
Tuongea kuhusu kubadilisha viwango.
When we consider the reality of these things,
wakati mnaona uhakika uhalisi wa mambo haya,
that this is what God is working to achieve,
kwamba hiki ndio Mungu anakusudia anataka afanikiwe kupata,
in our lives,
maishani mwetu.
Amen.
Amina.
And just to get the new birth,
ndiposa tukazaliwa upya,
you know, it takes total separation.
Ndiposa uzaliwe upya lazima ujitenge kabisa kikamilifu.
It takes a real sanctified life.
Ina karimu maisha kabisa ambayo yametakaswa.
It takes faith in God's promise.
Ina garimu imani katika ahadi ya Mungu.
That the Holy Spirit can see the desire in our hearts.
Kwamba Roho Mtakatifu anaweza kuona shauku katika maisha yetu, haja
to want to want to go on.
Roho Mtakatifu anaona kama tunataka kutuendelee, ndio anatutaza.
In spite of testings and troubles and trials.
Licha ya mitihani, majaribio na matatizo katika njia.
Then when God sees that faith, he gives you the seal of circumcision.
Wakati Mungu ameona ile juhudi ulionayo, atakupa sasa muhuri wa tohara.
Which for us is the new birth.
Ambayo kwetu ni kuzaliwa upya.
Amen.
Amina.
And then how much more the new body.
Itakuwaje sasa unapopokea mwili mpya?
Amen.
Amina.
To grow up in Christ.
Kukua katika Kristo.
To be proven.
Wewe udhibitishwe.
Be tested.
Ujaribiwe.
To show that you have become the word.
Uonekane kwamba wewe umefanyika lile neno.
To walk and live in the consciousness.
Utembee na uishi katika ule ufahamu.
That God knew you.
Kwamba ule ufahamu ambao Mungu alikujua.
Before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Kabla hujaumbwa katika tumbo la mamako.
Didn't he tell Jeremiah?
Mungu alimwambia Yeremia.
I knew you.
Nalikujua.
Before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Kabla hujaumbwa katika tumbo la mamako.
Amen.
Amina.
He did.
Alimjua.
Then to realize.
Alafu kutambua.
That if God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Kama Mungu alikujua kabla hujaumbwa katika tumbo la mamako.
What was formed in your mother's womb was this body.
Kila ambacho kiliumbika katika mwili tumbo la mamako ilikuwa ni mwili huu.
So God is not talking about this body.
Mungu hazungumzi kuhusu kujua mwili huu.
He's talking about you, the attribute.
Anaongea kuhusu wewe uliye sifa yake.
That was in him.
Ambaye ilikuwa ndani mwake.
Before the foundation of the world.
Kabla ya misingi ya dunia.
So many people today.
Watu wengi siku ya leo.
They live thinking that this body is them.
Wanaishi wakifikiria tu mwili huu ndio wao.
But the Bible says.
Biblia inasema kwamba.
If this earthly house.
Hii nyumba ya dunia hii.
Of your tabernacle be dissolved.
Ya maskani yako ikiyeyushwa.
You.
Wewe,
who is in this body
uliye ndani ya mwili huu,
has another body.
Una mwili mwingine mahali pengine.
Waiting.
Ambao unangojea.
Amen.
Amina.
These are things.
Haya ni mambo.
That has been open in this day.
Ambayo imefunuliwa katika siku hii ya leo.
And then to prove it.
Na kudhibitisheni.
God took a prophet beyond the curtain.
Mungu akamtoa nabii akampeleka ngambo ya pazia wakati.
And he stepped into that body.
Akaingia katika ule mwili wake.
That's right.
Ni hakika kabisa.
Young again.
Na alikuwa ni kijana tena na mjana mdogo.
Amen.
Amina.
And then he left that body and come back to this body.
Akawaacha ule mwili pia akarejea kwa huu mwili uliokuwa hapa.
And begin to preach to us.
Na akaanza kutuhubiria.
What lays for us just ahead.
Akaanza kutuhubiria mambo ambayo iko ngambo ya pazia ya wakati.
That this is the hour.
Kwamba wakati ni huu sasa.
And we've been talking about the rapture.
Na tumekuwa tukizungumzia kuhusu unyakuo.
And we've taken for a title.
Tumechukua fundisho somo.
The first three raptures.
Kunyakuliwa kwa kwanza tatu.
Unfolds the mystery.
Unafunua siri.
Of the fourth rapture.
Ya unyakuo wa nne. Unyakuo zile tatu za kwanza zina siri ya kufunua unyakuo wa nne.
And the rapture is a revelation.
Na nabii akasema unyakuo ni ufunuo.
To the bride.
Kwa bibi harusi.
And these truths.
Na kweli hizi.
Concerning the rapture.
Ambazo zinahusiana na unyakuo.
Because the seventh seal.
Kuzo ni mihuri saba.
Is this coming?
Ambaye inakuja.
And so these mysteries of this rapture.
Siri hizi za unyakuo.
Is sealed up under the seventh seal.
Zimetiwa muhuri chini ya muhuri ule wa saba.
Amen. That's where we'll find this.
Hapo ndio utapata siri ya unyakuo ni katika muhuri wa saba.
And seven thunders.
Na zile ngurumo saba ndio utapata ile
siri.
Ndio inapea ni imani.
For rapturing grace.
Ya neema ya kunyakuliwa.
Faith to be changed.
Imani ya kubadilishwa.
Well, this faith.
Imani hii.
This rapturing grace.
Hii neema ya kunyakuliwa.
Is in the mystery.
Imo ndani ya siri.
Is sealed up in the mystery.
Imefunikwa katika siri.
It's hidden truth.
Ni ukweli ambao umefichwa umestirika.
Sealed in the word.
Umestirishwa ndani ya neno.
This is the hidden secrets of redemption.
Hii ni siri ya ukombozi ambayo ilikuwa imefichwa.
That was sealed in the book.
Ambayo ilikuwa imefichwa ndani ya kitabu.
And nobody could open it and bring it out.
Hamna mtu angaliweza kufungua na kuiondoa ionekane.
Until the messenger of the seventh seal came.
Hadi mjumbe wa muhuri wa saba alipofika.
And the seventh angel.
Na malaika wa saba.
Is the messenger.
Ni yule mjumbe
of the seventh seal
wa ule muhuri wa saba.
And his message,
na ujumbe wake,
was these seven thunders.
Ilikuwa ni ngurumo saba, sikiza,
that opened up the Bible.
Ambapo ngurumo saba ndio zilifungua Biblia.
To reveal the hidden truth that was sealed in the Bible.
Kufunua ukweli ambao ulikuwa umefichwa ndani ya Biblia.
Because in the sounding of this seventh angel.
Katika kutangaza kwa ujumbe wa malaika wa saba.
In this vindicated sounding.
Katika kutangaza ambako kumedhihirishwa.
It was to finish these mysteries.
Kuna maliza series.
And then when the mysteries reveal.
Wakati siri zimefunuliwa.
It's no longer a mystery.
Si siri tena.
It's a revelation.
Ni ufunuo sasa.
And the revelation gives faith.
Na ufunuo unapeana imani.
There was mysteries concerning healing.
Kulikuwa na siri ambazo zilikuwa zahusu uponyaji.
And when he opened those mysteries.
Alipofungua zile siri.
He said, no man could heal you.
Akatuelezea wewe hakuna mwanadamu anaweza kukuponya wewe.
He said, not even Jesus ever claimed to heal.
Akasema hata Yesu akija saa hii hawezi akakuponya, hawezi.
He said, if anybody could have claimed glory for healing, would it be Jesus?
Anasema kama kuna mtu anaweza kudai kwamba alikuponya angalikuwa ni Yesu.
But he said, not even Jesus ever claimed it.
Akasema hata Yesu hawezi kwamba amekuponya.
He said, not I that do the works.
Akasema sio mimi nitendaye kazi.
It's my Father that dwells in me that doeth the works.
Baba aliyeishi ndani yangu anayefanya kazi hizi.
He said, I do nothing except my Father show me.
Akasema sifanyi lolote ila babangu anionyeshe.
So here Jesus never claimed.
Hapa Yesu hakudai.
And then the prophet says,
Nabia tuambia,
healing is a finished work.
Kwamba uponyaji ni kazi ambayo ishakamilika kule mapema.
Amen.
Amina.
That was finished on Calvary.
Ambayo ilimalizwa pale Kalvari.
By his stripes.
Kwa mapigo yake.
You were past tense healed.
Uli wakati uliopita uliponywa, si umepona, uliponywa.
He says no gifts.
Akasema kuna kipao.
Ever heal anybody?
Hamuna kipao chochote ambacho chaweza kumponya yeyote.
Could heal anybody? Could heal anybody.
Hakiwezi ponya,
or will heal anybody.
Kipawa hakijawahi, hakiwezi, hawezi tena kuponya mtu.
Is a gifts only stimulate faith.
Vipawa kazi yao ni kuamsha kusisimua tu imani.
To build your faith.
Kujenga imani yako.
In a finished work.
Katika kazi ambayo ishakamilika.
That if Jesus come in these clothes.
Kama Yesu atakuja hapa.
In this meeting.
Katika mikutano hii yenu.
And you say, Lord, heal me.
Na umwambie Bwana niponye.
He will tell you, I already did it.
Atakwambia siwezi, nishafanya hivyo kitambo.
And the prophet says.
Nabii katuambia.
This sign in the hand.
Ishara katika mkono wako wa kuume.
It only detected germ diseases.
Ilikuwa, sikiza. Ishara katika mkono wa kuume ilikuwa tu
inafunua bodies of the people.
Ulikuwa inafunua ugonjwa ambao umo ndani ya miili ya watu.
demonology in the physical realm. But the same way you have demons in the body, there are demons in the soul. So he could touch somebody in the body and say you have an ulcered stomach.
Anamwambia kwamba wewe una vidonda vya tumbo.
Or you have diabetes.
Ama una kisukari.
Or you have a cancer.
Ama wewe una saratani.
But if somebody is lying.
Lakini kama yule mtu yadanganya sasa.
Glory. Or somebody commit adultery.
Ama kuna mtu amefanya uzinzi usharati uzinzi mahali fulani.
That sign in the hand won't pick that up.
Sasa hiyo ishara kwa mkono haiko na uwezo wa kuingia kwa roho ikajua mambo hiyo tena
mtu huyo. So then the second sign.
Kwa hivyo akapewa ishara ya pili.
Knows the secret of the heart.
Ujue siri za moyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's why I tell the people.
Nakambia watu.
He said, you confess your sin before you come in the platform.
Akambia kabla hujafika jukwaa hapa wewe umekiri dhambi zako kule bure.
Because the only thing that will not be shown on this platform.
Hallelujah. Kwamba kitu cha pekee ambacho hakitafunuliwa katika mibara ni hiki.
Is what is under the blood.
Ni kile ambacho tayari kiko chini ya damu ya Kristo.
Because if it's under the blood.
Ikiwa chini ya damu,
not even God could see it.
Hata Mungu hawezi kuondoa na akakuonyesha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's broken up and gone back on the devil.
Wakati ilienda chini ya damu ilivunjwa vunywa ikaenda mpaka kwa kichwa cha shetani.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we understand these mysteries,
tukielewa siri hizi
of healing,
ya uponyaji,
he opened these things.
Alifungua mambo haya.
And these Pentecostal people trying to shake somebody in their healing.
Na wapentekosto wanamtikisa mtu hivi ndipo apone ati.
Somebody trying to get him to touch a radio.
He said,
you have to be tied to the absolute.
Akasema sasa radio sasa ndio yakini.
Which is the word.
Angependa kufungwa yakini ambayo ni neno sio radio.
And compass the Holy Spirit.
Na dirini Roho Mtakatifu.
Will only point to the north star, which is the word.
Ambaye kila wakati anamuonyesha tu nyota wa kaskazini ambayo ni neno.
Which is Christ.
Ambaye ni yule Kristo.
And he is the same yesterday, today, and
yule
forever.
Yule jana leo na hata milele.
He will tie you to the word.
Atakufunga kwa lile neno.
His unfailing words of promise.
Maneno yake siyekosea ahadi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is a great thing.
Na ni jambo kuu kabisa.
And then there was mysteries.
Alafu kulikuwa na siri.
About the church ages.
Kuhusu nyakati za makanisa.
There's mysteries about the wheat and the tears.
Kulikuwa na siri kati ya magugu na ngano.
But then there's mysteries.
Alafu pia kuna siri.
Of how are people.
Jinsi watu.
Who come from thought to flesh.
Waliotoka kwa mawazo wakaingia kwa mwili.
Bypass the word.
Walivuka lile neno.
How the elected.
Jinsi wateule.
Is the only ones who could be born again.
Ni wale ambao wanasaliwa mara ya pili.
And how the Holy Spirit.
Na jinsi Roho Mtakatifu.
Knows these people.
Anajua watu hawa.
And he comes to them.
Na anakuja kwao.
And he quickens them.
Na anawahuisha.
To bring you back to the word.
Kuwaingiza kwa lile neno.
And then take you into immortality.
Alafu akupeleke kwa mahali pa milele.
These mysteries.
Siri hizi.
Is what is connected.
Ndio zile ambazo zimefunganishwa.
To this translation.
Kuhamishwa hapa.
And this is what we're looking at.
Na hiyo ndio tunaangalia.
If Enoch went up.
Kama Enoch alienda, alipa.
He didn't just go up by guess.
Hakukisia tu siku moja akapa.
Something was revealed to him.
Kuna kitu alifunuliwa.
A way he understood.
Njia aliyoelewa.
It's a walk with God.
Alitembea na Mungu.
What is this walk?
Sasa anauliza kutembea litembeaje?
Because the word says two cannot walk together except they first be agreed.
Amos, neno nasema kwamba wawili hawezi kutembea pamoja ila kwanza wasikilizane.
You catch that?
Mwelewa.
Enoch wasn't walking with God all the time.
Enoka?
He wasn't walking with God all the time.
Hakuwa anatembea na Mungu kila wakati.
It says where he had a son named Methuselah.
Sikiza. Alikuwa na mtoto jina lake alikuwa anaitwa Methusela. Sikiza.
Amen.
Amina.
Then he began to walk with God.
Akaanza kutembea na Mungu wakati alimpata mtoto Methusela.
Now if two can't walk together except they first be agreed.
Wawili hawezi kutembea tu pamoja na bila kwanza kukubaliana.
What is this agreement?
Kukubaliana ni nini?
What brings disagreement?
Nini inaleta kukosana?
Amen.
Amina.
Because man and God was in enmity.
Mungu na mwanadamu walikuwa katika uadui, walikuwa maadui.
Before the fall.
Kabla ya kuanguka.
Man and God had the same nature.
Mungu na mwanadamu walikuwa na tabia asili moja.
God wasn't behind a veil.
Mungu hakuwa nyuma ya pazia.
And Adam before the fall did not get a sacrifice to go to God.
Na Mungu Adam kabla ya kuanguka hakuwa anahitaji sadaka kafara kumwelekea.
He and God talk face to face. But when the fall took place, cherubim sealed up the tree. Man is put out the garden. And no man could come to God without sacrifice. For a fallen man to try to come into God's presence without sacrifice is death. That's why I say by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Not by reasoning. Not by imagination. By faith. Something was revealed. If it's revelation that God can respond to, that didn't come from the devil. That had to come from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the one that God is revealing it to have to have the capacity to receive revelation. Because remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But faith is a sense given to man that can bring him to grasp an understanding of the plan of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has a channel of communication. God has a transmitting station. And Abel had a receiving set. And God could transmit things. And only those who have that receiving set could receive something coming from a supernatural place, coming from another dimension. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so Abel, he began to see these cherubim. A lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle. Around the tree of life. That's the kind of glory. Standing there. And man cannot go close. God put them cherubim. Say, lest man would put forth and take. That word there. Flaming sword. Is shakan. In the Hebrew, it speaks of the tent of meeting, where the Shekinah glory is. Because the four cherubim guarding every way of the tree of life. And the prophet said there's only four ways. East, west, north, and south. The same pattern God had shown Moses in heaven. And they were guards of the throne. And God in that form dwelt above the mercy seat. And where there was a veil, just like in the natural tabernacle, where they had the veil that hid God, that veil had weaved on it four cherubim. Looking back to the fall, where we first read of the four cherubim that seal up the tree of life, which is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, before he became flesh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, to be able to, that veil of the cherubim that sealed up the tree of life showed that God could not fellowship with man no more.
Mwanadamu amefungiwa inja, hawezi akashiriki na Mungu mara tena.
Because man fell from light to darkness. He fell from life to death. He fell from faith to wisdom. He fell from youth to old age. Amen. He fell from a divine nature to a carnal nature. He fell from a place where he was not bound in time. He was made to live in two worlds. Because the first man was a spirit man, made in the image and likeness of God. And the second man came from the dust of the earth, the physical man. Amen. And then God put the spirit man into the physical body to contact these three dimensions. Amen. And so Adam wasn't bound by time. He could move from one dimension to the next. We had a prophet in this day. While he was alive, he lived the dimension and went in that one. From 18 months to 56 years. He lived in a world of vision. Hallelujah. He could see the past, present, and future. And this was a man born by sex. Amen. Hallelujah. And here was the first man. God created son. Standing there. But when he fell, man became trapped in time. He's bound in these three dimensions. And here is a slower dimension. And it's bound by the chains of gravitation. And the dimension is growing old. And dying. Amen. But then Jesus speak about a man getting a birth. We could see the kingdom of God. We could enter the kingdom of God. Because every man that is born by sex is born into the animal realm. They're born outside this kingdom. Because that is where the sex birth has put you. In the realm of animals. Because remember, he wasn't supposed to come by sex. The sons wasn't supposed to come by sex. The sons were supposed to come by the spoken word. Listen to this. There are three ways. Life comes in the Bible. Adam, full man. God created son without father and mother that God married to a wife. Amen. Without sex. Without father, without mother. Physically speaking. And then Jesus coming through a woman as a baby without sex. Amen. Adam is the head of the old creation. Jesus is the head of a new creation. Amen. And everybody apart from Adam and Jesus come by sex. And everybody who come by sex born dead.
amezaliwa kama yeye ni mfu amekufa.
They come in the animal kingdom.
Wamezaliwa katika ufalme wa wanyama.
Outside of the kingdom of God.
Nje ya milki ya Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
Notice this.
Tambua haya.
Adam.
Adam.
In the realm that he was created in.
Katika ile milki ambayo aliumbwa ndani.
Had dominion.
Alikuwa na mamlaka.
He could speak to the tree. He could speak to the winds. He could speak to the water. He could walk on water. He could levitate. He's not bound by the law of gravitation. Amen. And much isn't written of the first Adam. But when we see the second Adam, we know what the first Adam was. Jesus. He came into a realm where he had dominion. He could speak to the storm. He could walk on the water. He could speak to the tree. And they said, what man of man is this? Because they only know man born by sex. But now they have seen a man eating, sleeping, tired in the boat, hungry by the tree, crying by the grave. Amen. But it was God the creator in man. Hallelujah. It was man who came from thought to word to flesh. But every man who come by sex, come from thought to flesh. Because sex, a sex birth cannot bring you to the word. Because sex was the animal way of reproduction. That was designed to birth species into the animal realm. But man was supposed to come by the spoken word. So when man bypassed that word image, and that likeness of God, where he's a son of God, he's a reflector of God, when he bypasses that, he came from thought to flesh, bypassing that word, but he has a little gene of God, a little deposit of God here. He has a word seed. And that word seed is a power of transformation. But before that transforming power could begin to change him into a new creation, he needs quickening power to strike the transforming power. That's why the prophet preaches is the rising of the sun, the quickening power. Then it comes God's power to transform. A law of resurrection in the word seed. The hidden potentials. The untapped resources. That is dormant in you. While you're living under your first birth, your first birth is your human life. Amen. But your new birth, you have to go back to the record of eternal life to see who you are and what you are. So Brother Branham came and he preached life story. I was a young boy. I loved to hunt and fish. My mother was a half Indian. I had a girlfriend by the name of Hope. I loved this girl. We were going to get married. I asked the father for a hand. You know, she died as a young girl in 1937. I tried to take my own life. I couldn't stand the pressure and the stress. Is that the human side of life? That's the first birth. But then he come and preach. How the angel came and commissioned me.
Baada ya kuhubiri hadithi ya maisha yangu akaenda kwa upande wa pili wa maisha yake vile malaika alikuja na vile alivyoniagiza.
That when the angel came,
wakati malaika alikuja,
he began to refer to me.
Akaanza kunitaja mie.
Many scriptures.
Akaanza kunionyesha maandiko.
To help me understand my strange life.
Kunisaidia nielewe maisha yangu ya kigeni.
He said, I thank God. When I found out I am not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. I begin to understand that God knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. I was chosen in Christ and predestinated to come at the end of the seventh age. To have a ministry, to open up the Bible, and help many other attributes, come to understand their strange life. Hallelujah! Glory be to God! God's eagles! Amen. That when he began to fly, amen, in that eagle age, and begin to bring down the mystery of the thunders, they will know as they were known. He will take away the amnesia, and they will look in the mirror of the Bible and begin to see themselves. Hallelujah. Begin to recognize your position in the plan of God. And that is where we are focusing these things. Because the same way that his life was in the Bible as a mystery sealed for the hour he was born, for the hour he was to be quickened, that quickening power came to him in that cave and began to quicken his mind to scriptures, to begin to reveal to him his scriptural identification. Then the same man who had this nice shock wavy here, he said, one day the barber was washing my hair. Somehow he get mixed up and he took carbolic acid and washed me here and I became bald headed. Because Elisha is a man with the spirit of Elijah on him. Who the people say, go up bald head, go up bald head. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He began to understand the scripture. That this ministry of visions is like Daniel. One vision has had trouble him for many days. People say, I can't understand why this man getting weak after he sees two visions. And then I came off the platform. And God began to show him the scriptures. He began to understand. When he was nervous and almost having a breakdown, God showed me Elijah under the juniper tree.
Having
one
of them neurotic spells. When he began to preach and he didn't have education. But he preaching in terms of nature. God showed the scripture. John the Baptist. Preaching the axes laid at the root. And about snakes in the grass. He said, look at John. A man who is preaching Elijah. Not preaching in theological terms. But preaching in woodman terminology. He said, on my father's side, we are Irish. Pure Irish blood all the way. On my mother's side is
Harvey.
Pure Irish blood. But just before my mother was born, he says her father marry an Indian of the Cherokee Reservation. And so my mother come a half Indian.
He
said, that's the only break in the bloodline.
Akasema, how do watu waliolewa kutoka kwa uzao mwingine katika mstari wa uzazi wetu?
Because he said that is what make me like the hunting fish.
Naona. Hiyo sasa yule nusu mwindi ikamfanya anapenda kuwinda na kuvua samaki.
He is showing, look how God was preparing the vessel to fit the Bible.
Jinsi Mungu alikuwa anaandaa kile chombo kitoshana na tabia ya Biblia.
We not even talking about the signs and miracles yet. We talk about the makeup. That's why he said the natural birth is more mysterious than the virgin birth. Amen.
Amen.
Because there were a million sperm and a million eggs. And God had to stop one sperm and one egg and unite them.
Na Mungu anakomesha aina nyingine ya shahawa, anamchukua shahawa mmoja tu ashikane na yai mwingine maalumu ndio wewe uzaliwe.
Remember Hope?
Kumbuka Hope mke.
His wife.
Mke wake.
She had died.
Alikuwa amekufa.
He buried in the cemetery.
Alikuwa amemzika katika makaburi kule.
He said, me and Billy has gone put flowers in a grave.
Akasema mimi na Billy Paul tunaenda katika kaburi lake tunatoa maua tunaweka pale.
1937 she died after the flood.
Mwaka wa 37 alikufa baada ya hiyo shida ya mvua.
23 years after.
Miaka 23 baadaye.
1960.
Mwaka wa 60.
He goes beyond the curtain of time.
Anaenda ngambo ya pazia wakati.
And she's there.
Yuko kule.
Because 1937, when he wanted to blow his brains out,
wakati alikuwa anataka kuji,
and he's crying all night, depressed and discouraged.
Na analia usiku kucha ameshindwa, anataka kujiua.
He felt a hand touching him and saying, Bill, do not worry about us.
Aha, akasikia mkono anamshika na sema, William, usijali, mimi, usijali, ni mimi.
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven was that close.
Mbingu ilikuwa kumbe, ala, ni karibu hivyo.
So when he went beyond the curtain of time, he
said,
my goodness, that in 20 feet from where I am. He began to discover it's what the scientists call him today a parallel universe. Not a world way out there somewhere. A world right here. Another dimension faster than this one. And he said the rapture, when you get caught up, you're not going somewhere way, way out of space somewhere. You're going to another dimension right here. And when he went there, he said, here she came. He said, my God,
She still had brown hair. And brown eyes. Now the body that had the brown hair and brown eyes was in the grave. But over there, he began to realize what she was here was a reflection of what she is there. Now, which one was first? The word body she bypassed, or the flesh body the parents produce?
Anauliza, ni mwili neno ambaye alipita kando yake, awa ni mwili ambaye ulizaliwa na babake na mamake duniani.
Which one is the positive and which one is the negative?
Katika mwili miwili, gani ni kivuli, ni gani ni picha yenyewe?
The one who bear children for him,
yule mwenye alizaa watoto wa ndugu Branham,
that had sexual organs,
mwenye alikuwa na viumbe vya uzazi,
and he had Billy and Sharon,
na akazaa Billy na Sharon,
through sexual union,
katika muungano wa kujuana kimwili,
he buried that body.
Ule mwenye ndio aliuzika.
Her father and mother,
babake na mamake,
the father had a sperm,
babake alikuwa na shahawa,
and the mother had an egg,
mamake akawa na yai.
And when the father and the mother come together,
wakati baba na mama walikuja pamoja,
there are millions of sperm and millions of eggs.
Kulikuwa na mamilioni ya shahawa na mamilioni ya mayai.
God guided.
Mungu akaelekeza tu moja.
That sperm,
ile shahawa,
to unite with a particular egg.
Iungane na yai fulani ambayo limeamrishwa na kuelekezwa.
To bring her with brown eyes and brown hair.
Azaliwa akiwa na nywele ya mchanga, rangi ya mchanga na macho ya rangi ya mchanga.
Because she had a body.
Kwa sababu alikuwa na mwili kule skiza.
That couldn't die. That never came by sex. She had a body waiting over there that could never get sick. Amen. Hallelujah. That could never get old. Glory. The body she had here that come by sex, that grew up to be a young virgin girl that the prophet fell in love with and married. When he went there and he stepped into his theophany,
you
look at his hands. It was his hands. He feels for his hair. It was his hair. Amen. So here what you coming to. The father and the mother could produce a body, but the father and mother cannot produce a soul. Amen. That soul, if it's predestinated and come from God, that's an attribute of God. Being expressed in flesh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the age that God designated that she would live in, because she being a thought of God, is predestinated to the word written for the hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now catch what I'm saying here. The word predestinated. The word predestinated. Amen. Coming in the flesh. With the potentials.
Na uwezo.
To manifest.
Kudhihirisha.
The word written for the hour.
Neno ambalo limeandikwa na wakati.
To show the interpretation.
Kuonyesha tafsiri.
Of that written prophecy.
Ya ule unabii ambao umeandikwa.
In the Bible.
Katika Biblia.
The same way.
Jinsivyo.
When the Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Came upon Jesus.
Alikuja juu ya Yesu.
Came upon Paul.
Alikuja juu ya Paulo.
Came upon the prophet.
Alikuja juu ya nabii.
And he looked in the scripture. Amen.
Amina.
Same way the Holy Ghost come upon Nehemiah. And he said, the wall shall be built in troublous times. It never said Nehemiah will build the wall in troublous times. But
Nehemiah
reading that prophecy,
unabii,
he is seeing
anaona,
something telling him, that's you.
Ni wewe
you are, and from the time he heard
kwa
that the walls in Jerusalem were broken down,
zimevunjwa.
People in Jerusalem
watu Yerusalemi
passing all them stones under the rubbish.
Sikiza. Watu Yerusalemu wanapanguzia matope yale mawe ya hekalu kule matope ndani ya takataka hawajui thamani ya mawe yale.
People in Jerusalem contented to see the wall and say, well, we just can't build it now.
Watu kule Yerusalemu wanaangalia ukuta na mawe yanguka takataka wanasema vema hatuwezi kujenga sawa ili haribiwe.
But Nehemiah in the Persian palace,
lakini Nehemiah katika ngome ya mfalme,
in the presence of the king,
katika uwepo wa yule mfalme,
one night over here conversation,
usiku mmoja akasikia watu wakizungumza.
When he heard a Hebrew,
aliposikia kile kwa Kiebrania,
he said, "That's my brothers in there."
Akasema sioni ndugu anaongea.
So he says, "Hey, you are come from Jerusalem?"
Akasema mnatoka Yerusalemu.
He said, "Yeah, it's a host things."
Sasa imekuwaje nyumba ikoje?
How's the wall?
Ukuta wa Yerusalemu ukoje?
He said, "It's still in there." It burned down, the gates burned, the wall is all fallen down. Many stones missing. A lot of rubbish in the city. And that hit him like a thunderbolt. He began to weep. He began to pray. Crying out before God. Until he said, "What's the matter with me? I have a nice job. I'm in a nice comfort zone." But he's the word predestinated to the word written for the hour. And when the Holy Spirit come upon him, he's led by the Spirit to quicken that prophecy and bring it to life. Just like Jesus reading the prophecy, reading Isaiah 61, reading Isaiah 42, reading Isaiah 53, he knows that's me, and he's quickening that prophecy. Brother Branham, reading Revelation 18:4, Revelation 10:7, Malachi 4:5, Revelation 22:16, Revelation 14:9-12, he knows that's me. Hallelujah. Glory. Reading Genesis 24, he knows I'm
Eliezer.
Reading the book of Ruth, he knows I am that chief reaper. Reading Exodus, he said that's me. To call it, I have two signs to confirm my commission. I met the pillar of fire. I have a pillar of cloud. I am born to deliver God people. He read in Genesis 37:50. Hated by his brethren. Hated by his brethren. Genesis 37:50. Hated by his brethren. Hated by his brethren. Joseph was hated by his.
Alikuwa amechukiwa samani na ndugu zake.
Loved by his father.
Amependwa na babake.
Because he was more spiritual.
Kwa sababu alikuwa kiroho zaidi.
Because he can interpret dreams.
Angetafsiri ndoto.
He knew that's me.
Alijua yeye ni mimi.
He waved in the mirror.
Akipiga mkono.
And see the reflection wave back.
Akiona picha yake
inapiga. He said, "Papa, that's me."
Akasema, "Papa, huyo ni mimi."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was standing in the scripture. In a world of perfect faith, seeing what God had made him in Christ, he understood his position in the Bible. It gave him perfect faith. He had perception to know it wasn't Old Testament Jewish stories. He knows Genesis is the seed book of the Bible. He knows Exodus is the book of redemption. He knows Joshua is the restoration back to the land of the fathers. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He can look in the Bible and see
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Holy Spirit led him to quicken those words and make it manifest. He didn't have to ask somebody, "Do you think that's
me?
Can I preach that as present tense? Would that be contrary to the scriptures?" No. The inside teacher, my guide, the seven dove, the angel, the dove that led me to a faith I have never known. Hallelujah! Showing me the promises for the day I'm living in. Amen.
Amen.
He moved up into a realm. He began to call it hearing from your theophany. I've heard from my theophany, my angel, that behold the Father's face in heaven day and night. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The word I bypass to come by sex. But when the Holy Spirit found me and quickened my mind to the promise, quickened my life to the age, and make me recognize my day and my message, I was like Job, had a channel of communication. God could transmit to me, and whenever he transmits, it's always in the scripture and in the continuation of the scripture. Hallelujah! It was not a religious life. Amen. It was a spiritual life. A spirit-filled life. It wasn't a religious man trying to be pious. It was Elijah, a man of like passions, who could pray earnestly. He said, "I have never had asked God for anything that God never gave to me." And when he didn't give it to me, he would tell me the reason why I couldn't have it.
Hallelujah.
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 Here was a man who knew not to pray amiss. But here was a man like Abel, a shepherd with the mystery of redemption. The mystery of redemption is in shepherd and sheep. Amen. I'm bringing that to you because I want you to catch that and understand how these things are. Amen. So I want you to notice that here was Abel in the Bible. He had a sacrifice because that tree is sealed up. The principal revelation is revealed to Abel. You understand that? In Hebrews 11, the first example of faith is in Abel. The first revelation given to man after the fall was a mystery opening to him to bring him back into the oneness that was broken. Amen. Bring him back into the image that was lost. into the power and dominion that was forfeited. Whatever was catching was what was in the thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. Does the Bible say the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world? Was that for showing Calvary? Where God become flesh, become the lamb, and die? Well, Abel was catching the mystery of a slain lamb. He saw them cherubim. He knew all life is in that tree. But now that tree has become a hidden mystery. It's sealed up for man. But one day, when Abel caught this revelation, because what happened when that lamb was slain? The veil of the temple was rent in twain. The middle wall of partition was turned down. And by the shed blood of that lamb, a new and living way was made to go into God's presence. And down to the Old Testament, once a year, that priest, that high priest, walks right into that veil. And stand in the Shekinah. Hallelujah! But all of this was in Abel. That was the foundation revelation. That was opening to us. God provided way. Fellowship through the blood. The mystery of the peace offering. Because the veil meant man is in enmity with God. Because when man fell, he fell from a spiritual mind to a carnal mind. He fell from the divine nature to a carnal nature. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because man fell from light to darkness. And what fellowship does light have with darkness? God couldn't fellowship with man. Man was in, by his nature was enmity with God. Amen. But through the peace offering, there's no more enmity. The barrier, the veil is torn down. What does that do? Give man access into the presence of God. So Paul starts with Abel. The mystery of the shepherd. Why it has to be shepherds? The mystery of redemption. The shepherds hastening with the greatest revelation ever. The first revelation in the Old Testament is showing the way back to God. The first revelation in the New Testament is a, where is he? Pointing of the Jews. Amen. We have seen a star. We come to worship him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abel speak of worship. God accepted his sacrifice. The Shekinah glory. That flaming sword. Come down and take the sacrifice. A sign of acceptance. That's why God tells Cain, do like your brother. But he couldn't take correction. His countenance fell. And God said, be careful. Sin lieth at the door. In other words, I tell you what is right.
Kile katika njia fulani kwamba mimi nimekuambia nimekuelezea njia iliyo sawa mapema wewe.
So you cannot plead ignorance.
Na utakuja sema unajua mimi sikujua, utasema
because I have vindicated what is right.
Kwa sababu nimekuonyesha iliyo kweli, nimedhibitisha kwa habili.
So if you don't do it,
kama utafanya vile,
you will be willfully ignorant.
Utakuwa wewe hukutaka kujua kwa kupenda.
Amen.
Amina.
You understand that?
Mwaelewa?
When God vindicates his truth,
wakati Mungu anadhibitisha ukweli wake,
and prove what is right,
na adhibitisha kilicho kweli,
and because of self will,
lakini kwa sababu ya mapenzi ya ubinafsi, kwa ile ambayo unaijitakia,
because of your personal image,
kwa sababu unataka uchunge na kulinda sura yako vile unaonekana mbele za watu.
Cain, the Bible said, Cain was of that wicked one.
Biblia inamuita Kaini yule muovu.
And he slew his brother.
Amuita ndugu, akamuua ndugu yake.
Because his works were evil.
Kwa sababu matendo yake yalikuwa ni maovu kwanza.
Killing his brother was not his evil works.
Ndugu yake hakuwa na matendo maovu.
He slew his brother.
Alimuua ndugu yake.
Because his works were evil.
Kwa sababu matendo yake mwanzoni alikuwa maovu, yalikuwa maovu ndio akamuua ndugu yake.
1 John 3:12.
Yohana wa kwanza 3:12.
His evil works.
Matendo yake maovu.
Was he love his religion?
Kwamba alipenda dini yake, matendo yake ilikuwa alipenda.
He loved the invention of his own mind.
Alipenda kubuni mambo katika nia zake.
More than the revealed vindicated truth.
Kuliko ukweli ambao umefunuliwa na kudhibitishwa.
He refused to accept the correction.
Alikataa kukubali kusahihishwa.
And walk in the way that God proved to be right.
Na akakataa kutembea katika njia ambayo Mungu alisema njia ndio hii, tembea hapa, akakataa.
He couldn't humble himself to the word.
Aliona ni vigumu kunyenyekea kwa neno.
That was his evil works.
Ndio ilikuwa matendo yake maovu. Sikiza.
You understand that?
Mwaelewa?
The thing about a real believer is,
jambo la kweli kuhusu mwamini wa kweli ni hili.
When that word is vindicated,
wakati neno limedhibitishwa,
and they see what is right,
na anaona kilicho sawa,
he humble himself.
Ananyenyekea tu.
Bow to the truth.
Anaabudu ukweli tu.
That was Cain's problem.
Hiyo ndio ilikuwa shida ya Kaini.
So Abel,
Habili,
had this mystery.
Alikuwa na siri hii.
That was the foundation revelation.
Ambao ulikuwa ni ufunuo wa kimsingi.
And that's what Paul, when he came,
Paulo alipokuja,
after John introduced the lamb,
baada ya Yohana kutanguliza mwanakondoo,
behold the lamb of God,
tazama mwanakondoo wa Mungu,
that takes away the sins of the world,
anaondoa dhambi za ulimwengu.
The word made flesh,
neno likifanyika mwili.
Now the serpent seed,
uzao wa nyoka,
listen to this close,
sikizeni kwa ukamilifu.
The serpent seed,
uzao wa nyoka,
which is deceiving the woman to try to bring the promise by sex,
ambao ulimdanganya mwanamke ajaribu kuleta ahadi kwa kujiona kimwili.
The serpent seed,
uzao wa nyoka,
made a way,
sikiza, uzao wa nyoka,
for the incarnation of God,
ulileta ukatengeneza njia ndiposa Mungu akuje afanyike mwili. Sikiza,
the serpent seed,
uzao wa nyoka ndio ulisababisha,
made a way,
ulifanya Mungu akuje katika mwili,
for the new creation,
ndiposa kuwe na kiumbile kipya.
Amen.
Amina.
And the new creation,
na maumbile mapya,
made a way,
ilitengeneza njia,
for the virgin birth,
kwa kuzaliwa kwa ubikira.
Because for God to become flesh,
ndiposa Mungu afanyike mwili,
he going to come to a woman,
ilibidi akuje kupitia kwa mwanamke,
to fulfill the law of a kinsman redeemer.
Amen. Adhibitishe na atende kulingana sheria ya mkombozi wa jamii, mkombozi wa ukoo wa karibu.
That's why I tell the serpent, because you have done this,
kwa sababu umetenda haya,
you deceived the woman,
umemdanganya mwanamke,
trying to bring the children by sex,
umejaribu kuleta mtoto kwa,
because you have done this, upon your belly you will go,
utatambaa, utaenda kwa tumbo lako.
But then he says,
lakini akasema,
but the woman,
lakini wewe mwanamke,
shall receive a seed,
wewe utapokea mzao,
and the woman's seed,
na mzao mwanamke,
will bruise the serpent's head,
ataponda kichwa cha nyoka.
And that woman's seed,
ule mzao wa nyoka,
had to come by creation,
ule mzao mwanamke ulibidi uje kwa kuumbwa.
Because in Adam we all die,
katika Adamu wote twafa,
and Adam can only bring them by sex because he lost that authority.
Na Adamu anaweza kuwaza tu kwa kujiona kimiko, alipoteza ile mamlaka anaweza kwa neno lio neno.
And the tree was sealed up.
Na mtu ukatiwa, utakatiwa, ukatiwa muhuri.
And they had to wait.
Na ilibidi
until that eternal life.
No.
until an eternal life.
That
Shekinah glory, the Logos, is made flesh through the virgin birth. And he became the beginning of the new creation. And the new creation, the virgin birth, made away for the virgin birth. And the virgin birth made a way for the new birth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the new birth made a way for us to go back to the theophany. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the theophany made a way for us to come into the glorified body. Now in John 1,
katika Yohana moja,
John the eagle,
John yule tai,
amen,
amina,
the fourth living creature,
yule mwenye uhai wa nne, Yohana.
In John 1,
katika Yohana moja,
in the beginning was the Word,
hapo mwanzo alikuweko,
and the Word was with God,
neno alikuwa na Mungu,
and the Word was God,
neno alikuwa ni Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here was the eternal spirit,
huyu ni roho ya milele,
who had condescended,
ambaye alikuwa ameshuka chini,
and to a theophany, like the image of a man,
sura mwanadamu,
where he created all things.
Mambo yote,
all things were made by him.
Mambo yote umbwa
and without him, there was nothing that was made.
Kuna chota ambayo kiliumbwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this word
na huyu neno
was made flesh.
Alifanyika mwili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that came, that was the incarnation,
na kule kuchukua mwili,
coming by the virgin birth.
Kulikuja kwa kuzaliwa,
and he's coming for redemption.
Na inakuja kuzaliwa ukombozi.
And John 3,
na Yohana 3,
he goes to the new birth.
Anaenda kwa kufunza kuzaliwa.
Except a man be born of water and of spirit,
na kwa roho.
Amen.
Amina.
He cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 4. I will give you water, you will never thirst again. John 7. He that believeth in me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. The spake of the Holy Ghost that was going to come. Hallelujah. John 14:15-16. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Guide,
yule kiongozi,
Father,
Baba,
John said that they may be one, as I and you are one. John 20. Before that, John 14.
Yohana 14.
In my Father's house,
amen, katika nyumba baba
and many mansions,
kuna makao mengi,
from the Holy Spirit
Roho Mtakatifu,
to the theophany.
Hadi kwa theophania.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John 20:21.
Yohana 20:21.
A body
mwili
that come right through the wall.
Ambao ulipitia katikati ya ukuta.
And they thought it was a spirit.
Na ukaingia ukafikia ni
roho. A body
mwili
that move right through the grave clothes.
Ambao unaingia kwa kaburi.
And didn't disturb it.
Na hawezi kusumbua anapita kwa ukuta.
The glorified body.
Mwili ambao umetukuzwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Locked up under the message of the fourth living creature.
Aha. Ule mwili wa utukufu umefungwa chini ya mwenye uhai wa nne tai.
Matthew Gospel.
Injili ya Mathayo.
Was the lion.
Ilikuwa ni simba.
Paul Irenaeus and Martin.
Ilikuwa ni Paulo Irenaeus na
Mark
Martin.
Was the ox.
Na Marco ilikuwa ni yule ndama.
Luther Wesley and Pentecost.
Luther Wesley na Pentecost.
Luke the man.
Alikuwa ni mwanadamu ni Luka.
And at the end of the Pentecostal age.
Mwisho kizazi cha Pentecost.
John the flying eagle.
Yohana tai arukae.
They held the mystery.
Ambaye alikuwa na
siri. Of the tree.
Ya watatu.
Of life.
Mtu wa uzima
samani. That was sealed up.
Ambaye ulikuwa umefichwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To bring man.
Kuleta mwanadamu.
Who bypassed the word.
Aliyopita kando ya neno.
And come from thought of flesh. At the end of the seventh day, there's a people like Enoch, like Elijah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the last days,
the
true bride, when this eagle begins to scream, when he opened up the seal book, the seal tree, and bring it by a new and living way through the blood to bring us back into the Shekinah. This walk, a walk from the brass altar.
ni kutembea kutoka kwa madhabahu ya shaba.
Where the sacrifice is killed.
Mahali kafara inauchinjwa.
Where Abel lamb is slain.
Mahali kondoo wa Abeli amechinjwa.
That was Abel revelation.
Ilikuwa ni ufunuo wa Abeli.
He took our judgment.
Man, alichukua hukumu yetu.
He was delivered for our offenses.
Yeye alitolewa kwa makosa yetu.
He was raised for our justification.
Akafufuliwa ili tupate kuhesabiwa haki.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll get a brass altar.
Sikiza.
And a brass laver.
Hapo ilikuwa ni shaba, madhabahu ya shaba na beseni la shaba katika agano la kale.
Under cosmic light.
Nuru ya kawaida ya jua.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you're going to that veil.
Unapoingia katika ile pazia.
Here in a table of shewbread.
Hapa kulikuwa na meza ya mkate.
That had to be fresh every day.
Ambayo ilikuwa ni.
Yeah, with the altar of incense.
Ilikuwa ni mpya kila wakati.
Where the incense had to be burned by the same fire that accepted the sacrifice on the outside.
Mbele ya mkate onyesho kulikuwa na madhabahu ya uvumba.
And here
the inawashwa kutokana na kala moto ambalo lilichukua kafara katika madhabahu ya shaba.
This is the mysteries of the word.
Hii ni siri ya neno.
A prayer.
Ya maombi.
Thanksgiving.
Shukrani.
Praise.
Usifa.
Intercession.
Maombezi.
Supplication.
Utakaso.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worship.
Ibada.
Here the candlestick.
Hapa kuna vinara saba vya taa.
This is olive oil light.
Hapa kuna mwanga wa mafuta ya mzeituni.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But beyond the veil.
Lakini mbele ya pazia.
The next veil.
Sehemu inayofuata.
Where it had no candlestick light.
Hapa hakukuwa na taa yoyote ya kinara ama mshumaa.
Had no cosmic light.
Hakukuwa na mwanga wa jua.
This was the Shekinah.
Ilikuwa ni mwanga wa Shekinah.
This is where a dry dead rod.
Hapa ndio fimbo ya mlozi ambayo ilikuwa imenyauka.
Blossom and brought forth fruit.
Inachipuka na kuzaa tunda la mlozi.
Showing resurrection.
Ikionyesha ufufuo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the presence.
Katika uwepo.
Of eternal light.
Wa nuru ya milele.
God who is light.
Mungu aliye nuru.
Dwelling in immortality.
Katika umilele.
That no man could approach unto.
Asiyeweza kuingia mwanadamu.
Except a man. Who have the mysteries of the sacrifice,
yes,
the evening sacrifice.
Sadaka ya jioni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abel.
Abeli.
Slew his lamb.
Alimchinja kondoo wake.
At evening time.
Wakati wa jioni.
God had come down.
Mungu alikuwa ameshuka.
At evening time.
Wakati wa jioni.
And slew the first lamb.
Akachinja mwanakondoo wa kwanza. Mungu alikuja wakati wa jioni akachinja mwanakondoo wa kwanza.
What time of the day did Jesus die?
Yesu alikufa wakati gani wa siku?
At the ninth hour.
Ilikuwa saa 9
mchana jioni. At 3 p.m.
Wakati wa saa
jioni. At the time of the evening sacrifice.
Wakati wa sadaka ya jioni.
God will come in the cool of the evening.
Mungu alikuwa anakuja wakati jua limepunga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Utukufu.
Oh my.
Amina.
That's a tremendous thing.
Jambo la ajabu kabisa.
To recognize that.
Kutambua hayo.
Amen.
Amina.
Enoch.
Enoka.
From Abel it went to Enoch.
Ona kuanzia kwa Abeli ikavuka wengine ikaenda kwa Enoka. Sikiza.
Because Paul is not dealing with a chronological order of things.
Paulo hapangi mambo vile ilitendeka katika nyakati ya kwanza ya pili, hapangi kulingana utaratibu wa matukio ya nyakati, hapana.
He is unfolding experientially.
Anaeleza kulingana na matukio ya tajriba.
God's mystery of dealing with his elect.
Ni siri ya Mungu ya kutenda na wateule wake.
In redemption.
Katika ukombozi.
In full restoration.
Katika kurudishwa.
To where we was in the beginning.
Mahali ulikuwa pale mwanzoni.
The first thing.
Jambo la kwanza.
You must see the sacrifice.
Jambo la kwanza utaratibu ni huu. Kafara kwanza.
That sacrifice.
Hiyo kafara.
Was to remove every obstacle.
Ni kuondoa vizuizi, thank God.
That barred our access to God.
Ambavyo vizuizi sisi kumfikia Mungu, vizuizi viondolewe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Tukufu.
When you understand that.
Wakati waelewa pale.
Amen.
Amina.
And after Abel's revelation.
Baada ya ufunuo wa Abeli wa sadaka.
Now we get to worship in spirit and truth.
Sasa tunaweza kuabudu katika roho na kweli baada ya kafara.
Cain was trying to worship. without the mystery of the slain lamb. He wanted God to accept sacrifice. He had a religion without blood. But the lamb was slain in the mind of God, and the names was put in the lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And so Abel, before a man could walk with God, because Amos chapter 3 verse 3
Amosi suratatu ayatatu.
Say two cannot walk together.
Nesema wawili hawezi tembea pamoja.
Except the first be a
ila kwanza wakubaliane.
And say Enoch walked with God.
Sema Enoko alitembea na Mungu.
How does a man who born by sex just walk with God?
Now, sikiza, mtu aliyezaliwa kwa ngono ya kujiona kimwili awezaje kutembea na Mungu wa mbingu? Awezaje?
How does he come into? How does a man who come in a carnal nature come into agreement with divine nature?
Sasa mtu aliyezaliwa katika mambo ya kimwili ya dunia hii awezaje kukubaliana na Mungu wa kimbinguni na wakatembea pamoja? Yawezekanaje?
That life was sealed up by the cherubim.
Yale maisha ambayo ilikuwa ya Mungu ilikuwa imetiwa muhuri nyuma ya wenye uhai makerubi wanne.
And that word had to become flesh.
Ilibidi kwanza
to become an atonement.
Lifanyike mwili liwe ni upatanisho kwanza.
To become a kinsman redeemer.
Liwe ni mkombozi wa ukoo.
To share his life.
Ashiriki uhai wake.
The body had to be broken.
Mwili ibidi uvunjwe.
And the blood had to be shed.
Na damu imwagike.
To bring him into communion.
Awaingize katika ushirika.
This is what Melchizedek.
Hicho ndio Melchizedek.
When he met Abraham.
Alipokutana Ibrahimu.
What was Abraham doing?
Kwanza Ibrahimu alikuwa anafanya nini?
What did he do?
Alikuwa anafanya nini?
When Melchizedek met him.
Wakati Melchizedek alikutana Ibrahimu alikuwa anafanya nini?
Abraham.
Abraham
left from Hobah to Damascus.
Alitoka kwake nyumbani kule akaenda Damascus.
He went from one end of the country to the other end.
Alivuka inji moja akaenda kwa nyingine. Skiza, skiza.
Because his fallen brother,
kwa sababu ndugu yake alikuwa ameanguka,
was taken captive.
Alikuwa amechukuliwa Sodoma
by
kule.
By principalities and powers.
Ndugu yake Abraham alikuwa amechukuliwa mateka na utawala na mamlaka. Skiza.
He and his whole family.
Yeye na familia yake yote.
With all the possessions.
Na mali yao yote. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What happened to Adam?
Nini nimtendekea Adamu pia?
He and all his seed.
Hata pia Adamu
yeye. Was taken into captivity.
Walichukuliwa mateka.
With all his possessions.
Na mali yake yote.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Abraham.
Lakini a man, Ibrahimu.
When he heard.
Aliposikia.
His brother was taken captive.
Kwamba ndugu yake amechukuliwa mateka. Skiza, skiza.
He gathered his angels.
Akakusanya malaika wake.
He gathered his servants.
Akakusanya watumishi
wake. Born in his own house.
Ambao wamezaliwa katika nyumba yake.
He took his best servants.
Wazuri.
His best horses.
Wale wa farasi wazuri.
Amen.
Amen.
And he went after them.
Akawaende.
And he spoiled principalities and powers.
Na akaangamiza nguvu na mamlaka na watawala.
Making an open show of them.
Akionyesha wazi wazi.
And he brought back his fallen brother.
Akamrejesha ndugu yake ambaye alikuwa
and his family.
Na familia
yake. With all their
Hallelujah.
Possessions.
Na mali yao yote.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what Christ was going to come and do.
Hiyo ilikuwa ni mfano wa kile Kristo atakuja na afanye.
And Melchizedek was the one who led him into the battle and directed him. He was under the headship of this king. Amen. Because here Abraham, after he came back, Melchizedek met him.
Si kwamba Ibrahim alikutana Melchizedek hapana.
And gave.
Melchizedek alikutana Abrahamu.
God in theophany.
Mungu katika theophania.
Coming with the elements of sacrifice.
Amekuja na matoleo ya sadaka ya kafara.
The body and the blood.
Mwili na damu, mkate na divai.
King of Salem.
Mfalme wa Salemu.
Peace.
Amani.
Peace.
Amani.
King of righteousness.
Mfalme wa haki.
Righteousness and peace.
Haki na amani.
He became sin.
That
we can become the righteousness of God.
Haki ya Mungu.
He made peace.
Akatengeneza amani.
He ain't on the middle wall of partition.
Akaangusha ukuta unaotuzuia
kwa Mungu. Out of twain, making them one.
Akichukua wawili awafanye kitu kimoja.
He is our peace.
Yani amani yetu.
Who had broken down every wall.
Sababu amevunja kila ukuta.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have access.
Sasa
to the Father by a new and living way, because he removed the enmity. He re-established the friendship and he restores to all the blessing and favor in the peace offering. God was the host. God was the host.
Mungu ndio aliyekuwa amepanga.
And man was the guest.
Mungu ndio alikuwa na mpango wa yeye alikuwa mwalikaji, mwanadamu wewe ukawa ni mgeni wa Mungu.
In the burnt offering,
katika sadaka ya kutakaswa,
nothing was left for the worshipper.
Haku Oh, thank God. Katika sadaka ya kuteketezwa, mwabudu hakuachiwa chochote, yote ilikuwa imeteketezwa.
In the meal offering,
lakini katika sadaka ya unga,
something was left for the priest to eat.
Hallelujah. Kuhani ndio aliachiwa kitu cha kukula, ni kuhani.
But in the peace offering,
lakini katika sadaka ya amani,
God was the host.
Mungu ndiye alikuwa mkaribishaji.
Man was the guest.
Mwanadamu alikuwa ni mgeni.
And God and man,
na Mungu na mwanadamu,
feasted on the sacrifice, which is Christ,
amani Kristo,
the mystery of God.
Siri ya Mungu.
He is those seals.
Yeye ndiye hiyo mihuri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is revealed in his own word.
Amefunuliwa katika neno lake mwenyewe.
He is the principal theme of the entire Bible. Search the scriptures.
And
then you think you have eternal life. But there they are testify of me. And in the peace offering, the man was given the right shoulder.
Yule mwanadamu alikuwa anapewa sadaka ya bega kwa upande wa kulia akule la mwana kondoo.
And the breast of the sacrifice. The shoulder
bega
speak of his strength and his power. And the breast speak of his love and his affection.
Amen.
Amen. That we can feed upon the love of God, upon this great redemption that he has done for us. And there's no veil, there's no barrier, because there was twain.
Because
a veil divided them. But for the man to come, the sacrifice has to be killed. Amen.
Amina.
I mean to tear down that veil. So the man is not coming in his own merit. He's coming in the merits of his accepted sacrifice. God don't see you. God see your sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give you a new standing.
Akupe msimamo mpya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Utukufu.
That was a thanksgiving feast.
Ilikuwa inaitwa karamu ya shukrani ya kushukuru.
An invisible union.
Muungano usioonekana.
Paul said, "This is my thanksgiving."
Nabii akasema, "Huu ndio ujumbe wangu wa kusema asante."
He preached on a thanksgiving.
Asante. Alihubiri wakati
wa kusema. God and man is united again.
Oh, wakati Mungu na mwanadamu wameunganika tena.
Where Christ and the bride is united again.
Kanisa umeungana tena.
Where we come back to eternal life.
Bado ingia katika uzima wa milele.
Fellowship with God.
Ushirika na Mungu.
Power over the earth.
Nguvu juu ya dunia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Restored back to all his favor.
Tumerejeshwa kwa neema zake na
kibali chake. Reinstated our rightful position.
Tumerejea kwa hali yetu ya kwanza.
Watch the prophet.
Chunguza nabii.
First one in the bright age.
Katika kizazi alisema mara ya kwanza tuko katika kizazi.
form. In the bride age, in the bride coming, there was out in Colorado, and God came down and said, I am Jehovah. I created the heavens and the earth. I was the one that night that stopped the storm in Galilee. He said, now in this storm, you speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To show the oneness. To show the union. To show the right shoulder. Power over the elements. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To show the love of God. That a man could stand again. In this place. In the restored favor of God. To show us. What was wave over us. And giving us the scriptural understanding. Of the hour we have come to. And what God has given to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just kind of finishing up from where I was supposed to stop this morning. So I have a few more comments to make. Because I was supposed to finish up from here this morning. And then go to Elijah after. Amen.
Amen.
Because what we are talking about, the mystery disruptures. But there is something that must take place in the believer's life before they could walk with God. God told the prophet, would you walk with me? In the woods. He said, oh God, this is desire of my heart. Like God and Adam used to walk in the garden before the fall. Understand what is happening. Understand what these things meant in the light of the word at evening time. Amen.
Amen.
Because sacrifice first. Elijah restored the original atonement first. I preach what Paul preached. Paul brought the original atonement. There was a morning sacrifice. And there was an evening sacrifice. To turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the
fathers.
Elijah, who is to be translated. Before he was translated, he had to repair the altar. You have to build it back. You have to bring back the original atonement. Amen.
Amen.
Then man can walk with God again. Amen. That's right. Look at Jesus. Jesus had to die on the cross. What time did he die? At the time of the evening sacrifice. Before that cloud had come to receive him. Because the Old Testament saints couldn't go into glory. They had to wait in paradise. Under animal blood. Waiting for the true atonement. To come at the end of the Old Testament. Elijah had to come. To introduce this lamb. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So there could be a resurrection and a rapture. Elijah had to have that atonement for a resurrection and a rapture. Enoch, before he could go up, the mystery of that way had to be open. Where man can come back into fellowship with God. Through the blood. So he can come into agreement with God. What brings that agreement? A new nature. How do you get a new nature? A new birth. What brings that new birth? The lamb being slain. And the life of the lamb coming back on you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Is that right? To bring you into union. Then you can be led by the Spirit. Because faith is the key. Faith is the new birth. That opens up a way. To bring you up into union. And the true bride. In the last days, as she nears the headstone,
headstone,
the only architectural structure that has a headstone is a pyramid. Where all the stones end up into one stone called the headstone. Where all the members of the body end up into one head, who is Christ, the head of the body. And seven angels come in the form of a pyramid, the headstone that came with shoutings of grace. To cap off the pyramid of our lives, that life is the literal life of the lamb that was slain. That God who was with us come into us. The person, Christ, walking in your feet, believing with your heart, speaking through your lips, thinking with your mind, seeing through your eyes, hearing through your ears, working with your hands. Every move you make is reflecting Christ. Faith to believe for your brother and your sister. That's right. Virtue, strength, and power to strengthen those around you. There's no prevailing power as the revelation of the word. Out of your faith, out of your revelation, upon this rock, the gates of hell can't prevail against you. You have prevailing power. You have a new birth. Where did that standing come from? Your identification with the Lamb. That life come upon you to give you a new birth. Hallelujah! And then out of that revelation, glory, you can strengthen those around you. Because you understand your position. Faith is to understand what God has made you in Christ. To see you standing in him, you have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of your sins according to the riches of his grace, and you are accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah! Ephesians, you who was chosen in him before the foundation of the world, when the lamb was slain and your name was put in the book, and God rich in mercy come down and meet you dead in sins and trespasses, born in bondage, living in the flesh, walking after the course of this world, but that quickening power quicken you and raise you up into heavenly places. What's that? The believer's position in Christ. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory! Then knowledge. To know your time. To know your season. To know your promise. To know your anointing. You're not trying to work with some reformation spirit. Just keeping the people under condemnation with the law. Like the Galatians. In the hour when the message of grace comes, you're trying to take them back on the law. To dead works. Amen. That's right.
Nikwe.
Temperance.
Uvumilivu.
The man who strives for the mastery.
Yule mutu amba anapigania kupata dawabu.
Is temperate in all things.
Huyo mutu ni lazima awe mvumilivu katika mambo yote.
You have your tongue in subjection.
Na nasema tafsiri ni lazima ulimi wako ufunge nira usipepe pepe na kunena mambo
yote. That deadly poison.
Ambaye inamwaka sumu mbele ya watu pa 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 pa.
What does bring disunity in the church?
Ambaye inaleta migawanyiko kanisani ni ulimi wewe.
What does start a fire?
Ambaye inaanza moto kanisani.
Amen.
Amina.
You're gonna call a fire on your lips. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
Kiburi cha maisha.
You ain't coming every week. Pastor, fall in the flesh.
Anakuja kila siku, mchungaji nimeanguka katika mwili tena.
Not like David.
Si kama,
on the rooftop.
Kama Daudi juu ya paa la nyumba.
Watching Bathsheba bathing.
Akiona Bathsheba akioga akimchungulia.
Or Achan, lusting after the Babylonian garment.
Kama Achan anayechukua vazi la kibabeli, huyu mtu anakuja katika mwili.
All of this temperance.
Hawa watu lazima awe na kiasi.
If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in
you, it
quicken your mortal body.
Atawisha mwili yenu.
You bring it into obedience.
Utaingiza hayo mwili wako chini ya utii.
Even though there's a law of sin inside of the body still,
ingawaje kuna sheria ya dhambi katika mwili huu bado,
that soul controls the spirit.
Sikiza. Nafsi inatawala roho.
And that spirit controls the
alafu
body.
Alafu roho inatawala mwili.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And you see a man striving lawfully.
Unaona mtu akishindana ki halali.
And patience.
Na subira.
You ain't trying to manufacture something like Eve.
Wewe unajaribu kujiundia kitu bila kusubiri kama Hawa.
Somebody tell you roll on the floor.
Mtu anakuambia upingirike katika usaka.
And say you see all.
Sema wewe sasa unapokea wakati ulipingirika.
Because you roll on the floor.
Kwa sababu ulipingirika kwa
u. And you cast your name in the book.
Na jina lako liko wapi sasa kwa kitabu?
And you don't know your season.
Hata hujui majira yako ni
wapi. And you don't have the continuity of the word.
Una ule mwendelezo wa mfululizo.
You don't know what happened from 1965 when they going to the prophet of 2010.
Hujui nini tendeka baada ya nabii kuondoka mwaka 65 mpaka mwaka huu wa 2010. Hujui una habari.
But you talk about we have a revival.
Lakini unasema tuko na ufufuo, tuko na ufufuo.
No.
Gani hapana.
Patience.
Subira.
To die and to rot. And to lay aside every weight.
Ufe, uoze, uweke kano miziko yote.
You know to conduct yourself in trials.
Unajua jinsi ya kujiendesha, kutembea unapojaribiwa.
Because the testing of your faith work at patience.
Kwa sababu kujaribiwa kwa imani yako ndio kutazaa subira.
Tribulation work at patience.
Dhiki ndio inaleta subira.
And you're in trouble that you get in tribulations. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. You're in like Abraham under the old birth. Amen. Just under sanctification. But trying to bring forth the promise under sanctification. And end up with that Ishmael. Amen.
Amina.
Because he couldn't wait. He got under the influence of his wife. He leave God provided way for a man-made program. He wife come with an interpretation how to bring the promise.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Trying to work with energy of the flesh. And what he thought it was the promise, God said, cast it out. They see that coming will not be air with this shock.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Godliness. This is the age. There's a form of godliness that is denied the power of God. But godliness is a mystery without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh. God above us. God with us. And then God in us. In that day, you know, I in you and you in me. The word made spirit and life in you. Deity and humanity. In a holy union. Holy faith and holy works. Going forth to create the promise. And brotherly love. Who is this man I'm talking about? The man that's going in the rapture. The man that's walking with God. What is the walk? From the brass altar.
Kutoka kwa madhabahu ya shaba, skiza.
Where you see the evening sacrifice.
Mahali unaona kafara ya jioni.
And then it, your worship.
Alafu ibada yako.
Unfold into a walk.
Inakuwa sasa kuabudu unaanza kutembea.
It's 7 steps.
Hatua saba.
From the brass altar.
Kutoka
to the mercy seat.
Kuna hatua saba kutoka kwa madhabahu ya shaba mpaka kiti cha rehema nyuma ya pazia ni hatua saba.
A walk.
Matembezi.
From cosmic light.
Kutoka kwa nuru ya kawaida.
The realm of mortal beings.
Kiwango cha wanadamu wanayokufa.
Into eternal light.
Hadi kwa mwanga wa milele.
Amen.
Amina.
To the realm of immortal beings.
Kwa where
there is 7 compound redemptive names.
Mahali kuna majina saba ya Mungu ya ukombozi.
It's revealed in this walk.
Imefunuliwa katika matembezi yako, hallelujah.
Enoch built a pyramid.
Enoch alijenga piramidi.
And aligned it with the Pleiades and Orion.
Na alijenga piramidi. Na akafunganisha na nyota matangamano ya Pleiades na Orion.
And then the prophet comes.
Nabii alipokuja.
And begin to open the mystery of this pyramid that Enoch built.
Because
of Revelation 22, a city that is built 4 square.
He said
there are only 2 geometrical figures that has 4 equal sides.
Amesema kuna michoro tu miwili katika uandishi ambayo sehemu zake nne zote zinatoshana katika urefu.
A square.
Amesema moja ni mraba, ya pili ni piramidi.
He said, but I'll prove to you this is a pyramid.
Lakini nitawadhibitisheni kwamba huu mji hapa si mraba, ni piramidi.
This is what Enoch saw.
Hiki ndio Enoch aliona.
This is what Enoch signed in Egypt.
Hiyo ndio inaitwa ishara ya Enoch kule
Misri. Was given witness of.
Ambayo ilikuwa inatoa ushahidi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And here in Egypt.
Na hapa katika Misri.
Of this world.
Misri ya hapa.
In the last days.
Misri hii ya wakati huu kuna piramidi tena ndani.
In the hour.
Katika wakati.
When the headstone.
Wakati jiwe la kilele.
Is to come.
Inakuja.
Is these 7 thunders?
Je, hizi ni
the mystery of the headstone.
Siri ya jiwe la
kilele.
Coming
to cap the pyramid.
Ikija kufunika piramidi.
Is this the uniting time and sign?
Je, hii ni kuungana na
istawisha. Is this the hour of the invisible union?
Huu ni muungano usioonekana.
Is this the marriage of the lamb?
Je, hizi ni ndoa ya mwanakondoo.
Is the lamb the headstone?
Je, mwanakondoo ni jiwe la kilele.
Is his wife a pyramid city?
Na mke wake ni mji wa piramidi.
Heavenly Jerusalem?
Yerusalemu wa mbinguni.
City of the living God?
Mji wa Mungu aliye hai.
Having the glory of God?
Akiwa na utukufu wa Mungu.
In him is life?
Ndani yake kuna uzima.
And his life is the light of men.
Na uzima ni mwanga nuru ya wanadamu.
A city on a hill?
Mji ambao uko juu ya mlima.
That cannot be hid?
Ambao huwezi fichwa, huwezi sirika.
Did we have another one like Enoch in this day?
Je, hatukuwa na mwingine kama Enoch katika wakati
huu. Who had the capstone revelation?
Ambaye alikuwa na ufunuo juu ya kilele.
who built up a church into the statue of a perfect man? He said, I'm not sent to build organization. Why am I against denomination? Why are we not a denomination? Why am I against organized religion? Hybrid religion. Jezebel religion, impersonation of Christianity. Christianity versus idolatry. Why? He was like Abel. He brought back the true atonement. He was like Enoch. He built a pyramid. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory! He's a preacher at Paul Preach. He laid the foundation. And now in the end of the church, that same one who's the foundation stone is the headstone in the full complete church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's the one that stands here to bring
Rebecca
to introduce Isaac, to bring Ruth and introduce Boaz. He's the one that get Esther ready to meet the king, to come into union under headship for such a time as this. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
In this hour, that's his ministry. The messenger who stands on the seventh step and step out to meet the comer to introduce them into the king's chamber, into the presence of the king. Is it like John, the forerunner, was standing there to bring the union, to introduce the Lamb, to introduce Christ? So in this day, as John was sent to forerun the first coming, you will forerun the second coming. In the first coming, the foundation stone was laid. In the second coming, at the end of the seventh age, the headstone will come with shoutings of grace. The same spirit. The same
Zerubbabel
who laid the foundation stone will finish the thing and bring the headstone, a stone with seven eyes. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Glory! At the end of the seventh decade, glory! With the glory of the latter house, is to be greater. Catch this. So here in this day, there's one who came, who had a vision, and he drew a pyramid, and he drew the headstone coming, and he put the seven stars. The Pleiades
is
seven stars in a constellation. Yule
jina Pleiades inamaanisha ni nyota saba katika tangamano la nyota.
And Orion.
Na Orion,
the mighty conqueror.
Inamaanisha ni mshindi mkuu.
The one who conquered death, hell and the grave.
Aliyoshinda kuzimu na mauti.
Amen.
Amina.
And when Enoch built the pyramid,
wakati Enoch alijenga piramidi,
he aligned it.
Aliziweka
to the seven stars.
Alitengenezkiza. Alitengeneza piramidi ishikane na nyota saba katika matangamano ya nyota.
And to Orion.
Kwa Orion pia ilishikwa.
Because that was the first Bible.
Kwa sababu hiyo Biblia inasema ni Biblia ya kwanza.
In the book of Revelation.
Katika kitabu cha Ufunuo.
There is this mighty conqueror.
Kuna huyu mshindi mkuu.
Who said, I am he who was dead.
Akasema mimi ndio yule ambaye alikuwa amekufa.
And is alive forevermore.
Na yuko hai hata milele.
And I have the keys.
Na niko na funguo.
Of death and hell.
Za mauti na kuzimu.
And in his right hand.
Na katika mkono wake.
He had seven stars.
Alikuwa na nyota saba.
And he was wigged with seven angels.
Na alikuwa amevalishwa kofia yake ni malaika saba.
When?
Wakati gani?
In the Lord's day.
Wakati gani?
Between his priesthood.
Wakati gani? Wakati katika siku ya Bwana,
which was seven church ages,
kati ya ukoani wake ambaye ilikuwa ni nyakati saba za makanisa,
when he was son of God,
alipokuwa mwana wa Mungu,
and in the millennium,
na katika miliki ya miaka
1000, when he was son of David,
akiwa mwana wa Daudi,
between son of God,
kati ya mwana wa Mungu,
and son of David,
na mwana wa Daudi,
at the end of the seventh age,
mwisho wa kizazi cha saba,
after the denominational ages are run out,
baada ya vizazi vya madhehebu kukamilika,
John saw one like the Son of Man,
Yohana aliona mmoja kama mwana wa Adamu,
in the Lord's day,
katika siku ya Bwana.
a day between his priesthood and his kingship.
Ilikuwa ni siku kati ya ukuhani wake na ufalme wake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he rejected a son of God.
Wakati alimkataliwa kama mwana wa Mungu.
And revealed a son of man.
Akajifunua kama mwana wa Mungu.
In the conjunction.
Hapo katika makutano pale
katikati. Between the church and the millennium.
Kati ya nyakati zapo za makanisa na miliki ya miaka 1000 ama.
And the prophet came.
Wakati nabii alikuja.
And drew this in my vision.
Akachora hii kwa ono.
And he put the seven stars.
Akaweka nyota saba.
The Pleiades.
Akaweka Pleiades.
And he put Orion. And he aligned the pyramid. Because this is the substance. That was the symbol in heaven. But the heaven declared the glory of God. Day unto day, it uttered speech. Night unto night, it shared knowledge. Because the stars were for signs and for seasons.
Nyota ziliwekwe ziwe za majira na wakati.
And to every purpose under heaven.
Na kwa kila kusudi duniani.
Which means on earth.
Hapa duniani.
Under heaven.
Chini ya mbingu.
On earth.
Hapa duniani.
There is a time and a season.
Kuna wakati na majira.
And these stars.
Na nyota hizi.
Different in glory.
Zinatofautiana katika utukufu.
Stars are celestial bodies.
Nyota ni miili ya kimbinguni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And here's Paul.
Hapo kuna Paulo.
On earth.
Duniani.
The first star.
Nyota wa
kwanza. A seal open. A mystery unfolded.
Siri inafunguliwa.
And he caught a mystery.
Alafu anashika ile siri.
He saw the seventh mystery.
Akaona siri saba.
He kept it sealed up.
Akaona kama zimefungwa.
But he sounded the first mystery.
Lakini akatangaza ya kwanza tu.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He blew a trumpet.
Alipiga baragumu.
And declared scriptural war.
Akatangaza vita vya kimaandiko.
Upon them Jews.
Juu ya wale Wayahudi.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He sealed up the threefold mystery of the coming of the Lord.
Akatia muhuri siri mara tatu ya kuja kwa Bwana.
In the shout, the voice, and the trump.
Katika mwaliko, sauti na parapanda.
When Jesus will come.
Wakati Yesu atakuja.
With his mighty angels.
Malaika wake wakubwa.
In flaming fire.
Katika ule upanga wa moto.
When he comes to be glorified in his saints.
Wakati huo atakuja kutamaniwa katika watakatifu. Hiyo ni watasanyiko wa kwanza.
Revelation 19.
Ufunuo 19.
He's coming back from the marriage supper with glorified saints.
Anarejea akitoka katika ndoa na watakatifu ambao wametukuzwa.
But when he comes to his mighty angels.
Anapokuja na malaika hawa.
In flaming fire.
Katika mwali wa moto, hiyo ni watasanyiko ni wakati huu.
That circle of light.
Wakati kuna ule ile duara
that
ya nuru
on Sunset Mountain.
Ambayo inaonekana katika mlima wa Sunset.
Amen.
Amina.
When that seventh seal broke.
Wakati kitabu cha muhuri.
And that seventh angel on the earth.
Na yule mnaiko wa saba duniani.
The messenger of that seventh seal.
Ujumbe wa kizazi cha saba.
Caught that mystery.
Alishika ile siri.
And begin to unfold.
Akaanza kuifunua.
The flashing red light.
Kimulimuli chekundu cha kuja kwake.
The sign of his coming.
Kwa ishara ya kuja kwake.
And the end of the world.
Na mwisho wa dunia.
Sirs.
Mabwana.
Is this the sign of the end.
Hii ndio ile ishara ya mwisho.
Amen.
Amina.
Would this be a mystery open up to the church?
Je, itakuwa ni siri kufunuliwa kwa kanisa?
That these vile old mad bodies will change.
Kwamba miili yetu chini yake itabadilishwa.
Could it be my brethren?
Inaweza kuwa hivyo ni wandugu.
Is this what that means?
Je, inamaanisha hivyo?
This heavenly angel is Christ, he says.
Huyu malaika wa mbinguni Kristo anasema.
He brings the next announcement.
Analeta tangazo linalofuata.
This mighty one.
Huyu mkuu.
When the lion roars.
Wakati simba anatoa sauti.
Who can but fear?
Ni nani asiyeweza kuogopa?
Elijah came.
Elia kaja.
One like Abel.
Kama Abel.
Brought back the evening sacrifice.
Akaleta kafara ya jioni.
One like Elijah.
Mmoja kama Elia.
Brought back the evening sacrifice.
Akaleta kafara ya jioni.
One like the son of man.
Mwingine kama mwana wa Adamu.
Crucified a second time.
Akasulubishwa mara ya pili.
But the genuine mercy seat.
Kukawa na kiti cha rehema cha kweli.
The mighty God unveiled.
Mungu mkuu akifunuliwa.
Before us.
Mbele zetu.
The living tabernacle.
Maskani iliyo hai.
Of the living God.
Ya Mungu aliye hai.
God in human flesh.
Mungu katika mwili wa mwanadamu.
Coming to Abraham.
Akija kwa Ibrahimu.
God in a man like a prophet.
Mungu katika mtu kama nabii.
But was Elohim.
Alikuwa ni Elohim.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
In a day like Sodom.
Siku kama Sodoma.
Before the rapture.
Kabla ya unyakuo.
Before the rapture.
Baada ya kunyakuo.
We had to come and be identified.
Lazima tutambulikane.
Going beyond the camp.
Kuenda mbele ya kambi na pia kaubiri.
Leaving Laodicea.
Kuondoka Laodikia.
And going beyond the camp.
Tuende mbele ya kambi ya Laodikia.
Bearing his reproach.
Tukibeba shutuma zake.
Identified.
Tukitambulikana.
With the son of man.
Na mwana wa Adamu.
the rejected one that
they
crucify a second time. What shall you do with this Jesus called Christ? The builders rejected the headstone. Amen. But we have to go beyond the camp to be identified with him. There in Laodicea, they, the Laodiceans, the Pentecostals, this religious age, crucified the most shameful death. Him, the revealed word, the most precious person. There they crucified him.
Hapo waka msulubisha yeye.
They said, come out of her, my people.
Tokeni kwake watu wangu.
Then we had to go beyond the camp.
Na ilibidi tuende mbele ya pazia. Tuende mbele ya kambi.
We got no way to get the Holy Ghost in this age.
Diposa ujue ndio upata Roho Mtakatifu katika kizazi hiki.
To grow up into his image.
Ndio ukue katika sura yake.
And come ready for a rapture.
Na uwe tayari kwa kunyakuliwa.
Outside of seeing the evening sacrifice.
Baada ya kuona kafara wa jioni. Amen.
In the time of Abel, Paul showed Abel and Enoch. In the time of Elijah, he had to repair the altar and offer the evening sacrifice before the translation. In the time of Jesus, he himself is the substance of the evening sacrifice. Amen! Hallelujah! And then he brought up the Old Testament saints. And they were taken up in that cloud. Amen.
Amen.
And in these last days, there could be no rapture, no denomination.
We
could get a church ready. But as John was sent for the first coming, so the evening messenger had to bring the evening sacrifice, restore the original atonement. And when you go for the fifth one, Moses and Elijah have to restore the evening sacrifice. They have to bring the revelation of Jesus. Where did you get them wounds? They will come out of Judaism. They will go beyond the camp to be identified with the Lamb. Because on Mount Zion had a Lamb and he had the Father's name. Hallelujah! And when they received that light, the sealing angel sealed that same name in the foreheads. And like Moses and Elijah, the resurrected saints and the translated saints. Moses and Elijah went up in the cloud. Watch those two. That worship and this walk. To walk with God, friends, in this hour. To walk in this holy union. To walk in this sweet communion. Amen.
Amen.
We must recognize what the coming of this word being revealed. The Son of Man. The Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes. The way, the truth, and the life. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. The way is seven steps to God. The truth is seven voices of God. The life is seven virtues of God. No man can come to the Father, come back in that image, to become the Word again. Amen. Until he see this one, this Lamb that Elijah introduced us at evening time. That's right. Outside of this message, there's no way a person can get this new birth for this age. That's right. You see, well, I had the Holy Ghost even before I came in the message. Is that right? Is that so? What you had right? You had a false baptism. You were part of organized religion. You're born through the womb of a harlot. A deceived church. You were birthed by corruptible seed. A false doctrine. You believe in three persons in one God? But you had right. You were elect in the Pentecostal age? No. If in the Pentecostal age, you're not in the bride in the south. Because that age was closed off. When the seven seals open to bring the fullness of the word into existence. The system you were born from reject Jesus Christ. Fail to follow the vindicated word of the hour. You might have good intentions, but a little confused. The thinking needs to be filtered. But to move into a new birth, just like in the first coming, at the end of the Old Testament, you had to see the Lamb, Elijah revealed. And in the second coming, as John introduced that Lamb, so this John is going to introduce the Lamb again. Amen. And you have to see this Lamb to receive a new birth. Amen. So notice the sacrifice, your identification, is to give you a new standing, a new birth, that you can become the righteous of God. That's right. And then you can worship God in spirit and truth. In God's only provided place of worship. The place where he places his name. And to have his name, you have to be birthed in his family. And to be part of his family and birthed into his family, you had to come from his loins. Because it's only them the blood was shed for. And the family in heaven and earth is named after the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the family. And that family was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And everybody in there have a new birth. That's the man. That's the church. That's going in the rapture. The man that is redeemed by the blood. The mystery that Abel had. The mystery Elijah bring. The mystery that Jesus was. The mystery that is revealed to us in the last days by Elijah. The man that is redeemed by the blood. And will be in that eternal church age. At the end of the seven seals. Those who have eternal life. Fellowship with God and power over the earth. Because that headstone is the same. That's why it comes in the form of a head. But there are people on earth as she nears him. Is in his very own image. In his likeness. Have his literal life. So you see, when somebody come and try to get you to jump here and roll here and do this, and you're trying to get happy without stimulation of revelation. You're trying to manifest happiness without the new birth. You're trying to manifest these things and you ain't seen your name in the book. No. It will come. out of your revelation, it will come. But you have to take the seed. You have to get birthed. Amen. And you don't have to be afraid of that. If you are elect, you elected to be born again. The first ones he come looking for. Amen. Is the ones who have two natures in one body. He knows everything about you. And he has chosen you for these things. Let's stand up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can't even say we finished the first rapture, but that's kind of putting together a little bit for you. Because Enoch put them seven steps in the pyramid that brings you into the king's chamber. And in the king's chamber, there's an empty coffer. A sign that death is conquered. Blessed and holy is he who are part in the first resurrection. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That comes at the end of the 7 days. When the seventh messenger, the eagle, introduces you to the king. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Lord. What a great thing, friends. You're born for this. I trust some of these things is helping you understand your misunderstood life. I trust some of these things is bringing you from human life to inside life. Bringing you to the birth that will cross you from the union to Adam in the book of life to your union with Christ in the Lamb section, where you recognize you are the mystery between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophets. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Where you're feeding on the right shoulder and the breast. You're full of the love of God, the power of God, through this evening message. Feeding on the atonement, feeding on the lamb, you are God's guest. I will come in and sup with you. What we going to sup on, Lord? On the breast and the right shoulder. Because we are in oneness again. This is a peace offering. The enmity is gone. God don't see your sin no more. It's underneath the blood. In the sea of God forgetfulness. He tear down the veil. So that the mighty God can come into plain view. He ripped the shields off of himself and introduced himself to you as the hidden manna, the bread of life, who is come down from heaven. You're not feeding on a man. You're feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man in this hour. And you are becoming what you are feeding on. Full of the power of God. Full of the love of God. Could forgive 70 times 7. Not my church and them church. Not that carnality. Faith to believe for your brother and sister. You don't fight a blind man. You have eye salve to anoint your brother eye, to anoint your sister eye, so they can begin to see what you see. Because you can put yourself in their place. Like Brother Branham with the blind man in Mexico. He hug him up. He said, I had my foot right next to his. I wanted to see my shoe would fit him. I hold him to see my coat could fit him. And I begin to pray a prayer of faith far beyond all reasoning. And he cried out, Gloria a Dios! His eyes came open. He didn't have to fight the maniac who called him all kind of evil names, spitting on him, you snake in the grass. He said, I was loving him. Oh my! He can make a discernment between Satan and the man. He says, Satan, come out of the man. Hallelujah! Glory! The man left free, because a man stood there being spit upon, being threatened. You know why? He had fell on the right shoulder. He had fell upon the breast. It depends on what you're feeding on. A lot of people feeding people on things to give them a superiority complex. Those who knock in our movement is shocked they knock in the bride. Only we alone, right? Making all kind of statements without identification. Confusing the minds of the ignorant. But in this hour, may we have the love of God. May we live in the presence of God. How many desire that this evening? How many really desire that? God bless you. Let us pray as we have these hands lifted up that he will fill every one of you. Amen. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good and perfect gift. Lord, we thank you that you are opening something to us, the mystery of these raptures that holds the revelation of this present rapture that is a revelation only for the bride and is unfolding in our very own lives. Make it clear, Father, as you will come back tomorrow, we're going to open up these things in spite of our hearts. Make it so real that everyone can have understanding of what your plan is and how to work in harmony with your plan, knowing it's not by might or by power. It's not him that willeth or him that runneth. It is God who showeth mercy. It's by my Spirit, said the Lord. This is what we desire this evening. Sanctify us. Sprinkle your blood upon us. Break up every molecule of sin. Take out every stony heart. Every bitter spirit. Every proud spirit, oh God, pour in your Holy Spirit and let us walk in such close union with you in this hour. May you grant it, Father. May you bless your servants, bless your people, even the least that is crying out this evening. You said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled as your servant. Lord, I take your word. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may every power of the enemy that is holding these in captivity, you the great strong man, may you bind every evil power. May you break their hold. Let them loose the grip upon the lives of your children. And may you quicken them to recognize
Watambue
the word,
neno,
the part of the word
neno,
that they are, that never walk in the liberty with which you have made them free, never to be entangled in the yoke of bondage. For the glory of God, we ask this, that your children might live in the enjoyment and the blessings and the privileges that you have given unto us by virtue of the evening sacrifice, so that we can walk with you in holy union and come into our rapture in faith, have a testimony that we please you in this hour of the translation. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God be with you.
Mungu awe nanyi.
God bless you this
evening. Mungu awabarikie wote. Hallelujah.